Clean energy advocates say state regulators missed an opportunity last week to make Utah more attractive for solar power. KUER's Judy Fays has the story.
Utility regulators at the Utah Public Service Commission have been considering the question for months. How should PacifiCorp factor the costs and benefits of solar power into their rates? On Wednesday, commissioners decided the long-term value of rooftop panels shouldn't be part of the equation. Even if Utahns install enough solar panels that the power company can plan to put off expenses like building more electric generation. Sarah Wright is director and founder of the advocacy group Utah Clean Energy.
They don't look at the long-term value of your neighbors investing in rooftop solar and its ability to help prevent investments that the utility will have to make.
The ruling doesn't change anything right away. But it could mean that going solar will be less affordable and fewer people and businesses will invest in solar panels in the future. Clean energy advocates say that would delay the health and environmental benefits of emissions-free solar power to communities struggling with air pollution. Judy Fays, KUER News.